Hello, my name is Chris Price. I am the head brewer and one of the owners of Descent Craft Brewing. We are in the business of crafting outspoken ales here in the Central Florida area. I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling.
Welcome to Hustleburg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleburg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioStPete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleburg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. So Chris, why is craft beer an obsession for you and the team at Descent Craft Brewing?
Yeah, great question. So, for me personally, it's my artistic outlet. It's something that I started as a home brewer for 15 plus years before I came into the industry. And to me, this is like painting or music, which I don't do any of those things. So, you know, it's having an idea in your head and figuring out how to actually piece it together, whether it's the malt or the hops or the yeast, and trying to tell a story with it.
Now, you say tell a story. What kind of a story does beer tell for you?
So it depends, right? There's so many different styles and so many different things that you can do with craft beer. So there's some really edgy, innovative things. We see that a lot with some of the over-the-top beer styles that are in the marketplace. There's very traditional things that you can do. I'm a big fan of history. I love learning about like historical beer styles, and then, hey, can we recreate those? Certainly everything is done in a modern way, whether that's modern malting processes or the way we've isolated very precise strands of yeast, but how can we actually reproduce some of those things? So there's different stories depending on what you're trying to do, but I think for the most part what we've done at Descent is try and tell a story with every beer that we've brewed.
Now, here in Pinellas and the Tampa Bay area in general, we have a ton of craft breweries where it feels like there's one on just about every corner. Sure. What is it, or how is it, that Descent Craft Brewing is different from the other breweries that we see here in the area?
That's a tough question, right? We get asked that a lot. I think every brewery is a little different. You know, I think we try and be authentic in everything that we do, right? We're passionate about beer. We don't hide that. We try and just do our own thing, right? That we don't really chase trends or anything like that. We have tried creating a community. That's one thing that from the jump we've tried to do, is really be passionate about both craft beer and community. We do that in the way we give back, the way we try and be helpful to other breweries within our community. I don't know that that 100% makes us different, but I think it, what it does is it makes us a good member of the community, which is, again, something that we've really strove for.
Well, that's one of the things you see locally is we have a lot of people who do want to create community. And I think it's fantastic when I see the cooperation between breweries, when there's, you know, you guys are doing something that's co-labeled or co-branded, or you're helping out somebody. I know when we talked with Cycle Brewing, they talked about getting their start with Cigar City and some of the ones on the other side of the bay. That was where they learned. You mentioned that you were a home brewer for 15 years before Descent started. What inspired you to start a brewery? What were you doing before? What kind of background did you have that really helped you launch something as cool and authentic as Descent Craft Brewing?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't have a background that was that really played well with starting a brewery. I had a background in business, so in some regards, I guess that helps. But the bulk of my background is technical, okay, software engineering. So it didn't, outside of home brewing. What inspired us to start it was we were just passionate about it. Okay. That was something that, it was almost like a science experiment. And if you would have seen what we started in a super tiny space, super minimal investment. We were looking at a fail fast approach, like, hey, we're going to try this thing and it's either going to succeed or fail on its merits. And what we found is we've been very successful. We've been very, very fortunate, lucky probably in some regards. But yeah, we've grown very organically from virtually nothing, because both myself and the other original founder had no background in craft beer. So we didn't split off from an existing brewery or anything like that. We've started from virtually nothing and grown into what we've grown into.
Now, when you take a look at the community that you've built around Descent, how would you describe the ideal Descent Brewing beer drinker? What draws them to say, this is a beer that I want to drink and I know that I can find it with Descent, or this is the story I want my beer to tell and I know that I can find that with Descent?
Yeah, so I think if I had to describe what our ideal, what we call them, dissenters, would be, is, again, I think passion for craft beer. And again, I think there's diversity in craft beer, both in terms of style, and in terms of thought, right? If you've looked through any of the events or anything like that, we have a very diverse audience. And I think, especially in today's time where there's so much conflict and just problems, we've tried to avoid that and be a point that brings differing viewpoints together. So it's somebody who has an open mind, who has the ability to maybe even have conflicting thoughts, whether you agree with the point of view or not, together. That's our ideal community. And again, we try to find common threads, right? Community service is a big one. Giving back is a big one. We run a bunch of charity events. We participate in a bunch of charity brews where we're actually brewing for a cause and actually giving back. So that's, we try and find those common threads that bring people together. And I think just trying to do our part in today's society to have that commonality.
Now, what resources do you have at your disposal that are helping you, helping to guide you as you build this business? Was it just past experience in the business world? Were there books, podcasts, video series, courses, business Sure. coaches, programs, anything that you went through that kind of is helping you grow beyond that very small space at the very beginning, or even going from home brewing to, you know, Yeah. being a brewery for craft beer?
So there's a few things. Books were big for me. I'm a book nerd at my core. I'm also a big self learner. So I learn all sorts of weird things by research and reading. So absolutely, books were core to just learning beer in general, particularly brewing. I did go through the USF Brewing Arts program. So that was probably my first introduction to commercial brewing at scale. So that was extremely helpful. The internship at the end of that, which I actually did at Green Bench, was extremely helpful. Like I would actually go work all day as part of the internship and to go sit in my truck right after we were done and jot down notes feverishly based on everything I had learned. So those two things were sort of how I learned the foundation. Once we got started, the community, it's like, I think you pointed this out, everybody is extremely helpful. It's even though there is a brewery on every corner, people didn't hesitate to ask to help, right? At one point, I think I started a brew and realized I didn't have the yeast I needed. And I was able to sort of send up the flag and was able to get the yeast and from a, you know, a neighbor. So that's the sort of thing that's been extremely helpful. There's also been a lot of trial and error. We haven't always done things optimally. I like to use the analogy. Oftentimes we seem like a duck on top of the lake and you don't see our feet paddling feverishly underneath. So there has been a lot of trial and error. We've failed in some regards and succeeded in others. And we just try and always learn and move the ball forward.
Now, taking a look at people's beer selection when they're coming into Descent or when you see somebody out and about, what would you say the beer they select says about them as a person? And I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm kind of an IPA guy. It's the first thing that I go to on any menu. So if you want to go ahead and just lay into us, go ahead. But, you know, what is, you know, when somebody's picking out their beer, what does their selection say about them?
I honestly have never really understood that. I don't think it really says anything about a person. Okay. I think there's even myself, there's depending on the mood, I may prefer something dark I'm an IPA person as well. But in that regard, I'm more of a West Coast IPA person. And a lot of that has to do with my core job, which I spent a lot of time pre-COVID on the West Coast. So the Pacific Northwest, I enjoy more West Coast IPAs. But I have to be in a mood for that. There's some days that I'm just not in the mood for it. So, you know, I may want something more malty or whatever. So, you know, I don't know that you can actually tell a lot about a person, by what they drink. Particularly if it's craft beer. I mean, you maybe could make the argument that if they're drinking more of the macro beer, at that point classify something about them. But I haven't been able to establish what that pattern looks like. I think that's one of the interesting things about running a brewery and having the insight is we see a ton of people that come in and they buy flights and sure. Their choices within those flights. There's no rhyme or reason to it, right? In some cases, you'll see somebody come in and they'll get all sours or all IPAs. But oftentimes what we see is they'll get something dark or something malty. They'll get a lager, they'll get an IPA, and they'll get a sour or something. So it's all over the board, right? I think that's very common in craft beer is people want to try new things. People want new experiences. And I think just as a whole, that's what a craft beer drinker is somebody that's looking for that authentic experience and something that they can enjoy. It's as much time and place, I think, as it is a specific style.
Now, if there were one thing that you would want to let every member of the Hustleberg community know about craft beer or the craft beer industry, what would it be?
Get out there and visit your local brewery, right? That's, okay. I think it's generally an always evolving space, right? Just because you may have a brewery down the road, if you tried it once, if you haven't been back in a few weeks or a few months, I bet they have new things on tap. And so there's something to be said by By supporting your local brewers, your local breweries. You know, most of us work very hard to put out good product, to have variety. And that's, again, if you haven't or haven't visited your local brewery, then absolutely get out there and check it out.
Now, members of the Hustleberg community are going to know what I'm about to say. But just in case you don't, I prefer not to look at what some would describe as failures as such. I look at them instead as lessons, something that I'm going to be able to take away based on how something didn't work. With that in mind, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far in your experience with Descent Craft Brewing?
Yeah, we're real big on failures being learning opportunities. So that's, we're big on that. I think one of the things that we've recently done and very recently in the last month and a half is open a second location. We started that process right before COVID hit. And 2 years later, we finally opened. I think the one thing we've learned, and again, I don't know if this is brewery specific, is being able to mitigate situations that are out of your control. And planning for that, right? It's easy to put a plan that says, "Hey, in 12 months, we're going to open a new location," but to have that sort of straight line way of thinking it, but if you don't consider everything else environmentally or external factors that are outside of your control, they really can have a big impact on your plans. And that's something that it's been painful. We learned it in terms of it took us 2 years to get the location open. It doubled our budget because of things that were out of our control. That's been the biggest thing where we really failed, but it was a learning opportunity. So when it comes time to grow again, we will definitely sit down and think bigger than point A to point B.
Sure. Now, when you take a look at all of the things that you've had an opportunity to work on in the community, both St. Pete as a whole and specifically within the beer community that you're operating in, what are some of the most inspiring things that you've had the opportunity to work on?
Our charity events are always quite eye-opening. We've run charity events for pet shelters. We've run a charity event for shelters for people that are have been affected by domestic battery situations. And veterans as well. So all of those events, the turnout for those events are always eye-popping. And in some cases, you could say they're there for the craft beer. They're there for the craft beer, but they're there to support a cause. And I think that's really inspiring. And that's one of the reasons we've made charity and giving back to the community one of our central pillars of what we do. It's people are very passionate about it, and that excites us. People are looking for a reason to give back, and so we want to help facilitate that.
Now, how is it that you guys are going about building your brand to make people aware of what it is that you offer in terms of the latest things on the tap, the things that you have upcoming, generally building the community that you've talked about around the beers that you're brewing?
Yeah, we probably, if I had to score us and grade us on anything, we probably are a D student in this regard. We do pretty well on social media, but that's really the only avenue we've used in terms of marketing and brand building. It's all been social media. As an owner, right? I think that's something that we always mark that as, hey, we got to do a better job. We just haven't actually stopped to do the better job yet. In fairness, we haven't done a whole lot beyond having a presence on social media, being engaging on social media. That's about the extent of it, for better or for worse.
Now, in your wildest dreams, where is it that you want to take this? And what is it that you're doing to get you there?
Yeah, so we've had a plan to stay small, right? We don't have aspirations to be the next big thing, whether, you know, you see the really big boys like the Sierra Nevada, the Stone, even Cigar City. I don't think we have aspirations to grow that big. Part of what makes what we do is fun is it doesn't feel like running a giant business. There are business aspects to it, right? Profit and loss matters and all those things matter. But it doesn't feel like a job. And that's, I think, the common thing that if you talk to any of our team members that are involved, it doesn't feel like work. That's important because it's oftentimes very hard work, especially in the summer in Florida when we're brewing.
Right.
I think that's long-term. We want to continue to grow. We're going to continue to stay small. If you look at what we did out in Lakeland, which is where our second location is, that's our roadmap, right? To stay small, to build sort of that authentic community experience and to just continue to grow in that manner.
Kind of along that same line, how much would you say that you're working in the day-to-day operating of the business versus working on your business to develop and grow toward the goals that we've been talking about, getting you beyond Lakeland, but not, you know, to the point of a Sierra Nevada or the like?
Yeah. I would say I'm 100% involved in the day-to-day, the day-to-day running of the business. So just that my core role is on the brewing side. Sure. One of our other owners, she manages tap room merchandise events. So that's
kind of more of a front of house kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah. And I always joke, you don't want me in the tap room anyways. That's not what I'm good at. You're not going to be growing customers in the tap room. If I have to serve people beer, that's not my core competency. So I am 100% involved in that. But likewise, I think one of the things we've recognized is there's no short runway for growth. So as we sat at our grand opening at Lakeland, the conversation naturally turned to what's next. We realized there's an 18 to 24 month runway to do anything between federal licenses and state licenses and build out, particularly now with COVID and supply chain issues, which have a substantial impact on anything you want to do. The conversations have already turned to what's next. And that's something that we have those conversations, probably not daily, but every other day at this point, bouncing ideas, trying to figure out what ideas we want to pursue, what we want to research and so forth.
Now, when you aren't brewing beer, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
Not a lot. So I have three kids, three relatively young kids that are all very probably overactive with activities. So I'm basically an Uber driver for my kids to and from various baseball, softball, football practices. I'm at that point in my life where I'm chauffeur. Between work and kids, that is my day.
Okay, a little bit easier one. What are some of your favorite local businesses to support?
Most of my interaction with local businesses have been in the brewing on the brewing side. So we've had great interactions with businesses like Masteries. Matt over at Masteries has been very helpful from the day we've started. We've had other interactions. Sorry, put me on the spot. I'm drawing a blank.
No worries.
There's other breweries that have been very helpful. I'm sure I'm going to offend somebody because I left them out. But yeah, most of those interactions have been, with brewing St. Pete based have been with brewing. We've worked with other small businesses as well. for supplies or materials, stuff like that. But that's been the core of our interactions.
Now, do you have anything upcoming, any events, activities, or offerings in the next month or so that you want to make sure that members of the Hustleberg community put on their calendars?
Not in the next month. So we actually, our fall event was a chili cook-off, which we just ran a couple weeks back, which was a charity event. So our next event probably won't be till after the first of the year, more springtime. So again, certainly follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We post all of our events and activities on the social medias, and that's the best way to keep track.
Speaking of, where can people find out more about those offerings and connect with you? Websites, social media handles, and the like. For those of you who are listening, you don't have to pull over and write this down. It'll all be in the show notes. If you need to go find them, it's going to be at beyondyoursidehustle.com/descentcraftbrewing. Chris, tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, we are Descent Craft Brewing on all social media platforms. So regardless of the platform, Descent Craft Brewing on the socials. And then our website is descentcraftbrewing.com.
Perfect. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me and share everything that is great that is happening with Descent Craft Brewing.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.